destroying the media lies, and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant.
Do you remember when they told you virtue is back? Morality has been restored in the White House because of the installation of that puppet Joe Biden. I'm Adrian Slade. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, they kept telling us we got the grab him by the hoo-ha guy out of office, the mean tweeter, Donald Trump, and we have now brought in the adults. The adults are back, right? And then you look further into his cabinet and you ran across idiots like Sam Brenton. Remember him? He was the nuclear waste czar, I guess. I don't know what he did something in the Department of Energy. And then he was out stealing luggage from airports. In fact, he stole a fashion designer's prototype and was wearing it at different functions. The guy is bald with the red lipstick wearing a dress around. Yeah, that was his Department of Energy. Oh, and let's not forget the monkeypox czar. Remember the monkeypox czar? This guy is incredible. His name is Dimitri Daskalakis. He was appointed by Joe Biden to be the official White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator. Now, he's proudly wearing symbols of the Church of Satan. He's got pentagrams on. He has got sadomasochist BDSM attire at gay clubs. This guy, listen to him talk about the need for good sexual health, according to the new, the issue that was going on with monkeypox.
Think mpox, think HIV. When you think sexual health, think both. When you think pride, think joy and happiness, but also say, like, I need to kick my tires and check my oil to make sure that I have my sexual health care, like, lined up. When you think normally, and I'll tell you that, you know, I always say that I've never made an HIV diagnosis in someone that hasn't somehow related to stigma. I think mpox is the same. So really, stigma tends to be a barrier to testing, a barrier to vaccination. And so, you know, really addressing stigma intentionally and making sure that we get the word out in a way that supports people's joy as opposed to, you know, calling them risky. So I think, you know, one of the things to think about is that, you know, one person's idea of risk is another person's idea of a great festival or Friday night, for that matter. So we have to sort of embrace that with joy and make sure that folks know how to keep themselves safe.
Now, remember, monkeypox is rampant, or was rampant, in the gay community. And it wasn't really something of a threat to heterosexuals. But, you know, we've got the adults back in the room, right? And it's always one-sided. You know, you go back to when Gary Hart was sitting on a yacht back in the early 80s, has a woman sit on his lap, he's photographed. His political career was done, erased. He was thrown into the ether. And then, of course, we get Bill Clinton. Oh, he lies under oath, perjures himself, wrecks the lawsuit from Paula Jones, and hooks up with an intern. Outside of all the countless times he was abusing women, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, go down the line, Jennifer Flowers. He messes around and has an affair with the intern, Monica Lewinsky, and it's all, it's just sex. Why are you guys worried about his sex life? You pervs, get out of his sex life. It's between consenting adults, right? And then, of course, George W. Bush runs for office. Oh, I think he might have had a DUI once. He needs to be ejected. Get him out of here. And then we get Barack Obama. We still have questionable things about his background. Having gay sex with that one dude who drove him around. I don't even know. But what I'm getting at here is it's all one-sided. Trump gets up there and says, I'm so famous I can grab him by the hoo-ha and they wouldn't care. And that made everybody lose their collective poop. And then we get Biden. Oh, well, we're bringing virtue back. Morality has returned. And what do we get? A guy wearing a sadomasochist BDSM outfit in a gay club, wearing Church of Satan medallions and pentagrams, and he's running the monkeypox czar office. We get Sam Brenton out there stealing luggage, wearing a dress everywhere with his bald head. And he gets 86th eventually. because they can't prop up his deviancy, but so far. And, you know, we're told, don't worry about that. Well, there's a couple interesting incidents that have come to light. This is from the Daily Caller. Exclusive: Senate staffer caught filming gay sex tape in the Senate hearing room. Yeah. This is by Henry Rogers, chief national correspondent. Leaked amateur pornography shows a congressional staffer having gay sex with an unknown man in the Senate hearing room. A video which was obtained by Daily Caller shows. The alleged staffer can also be seen in a photo, naked on all fours, looking back at the camera on the table where senators often sit to ask questions during a hearing. It appears to be unprotected sex at that. A source identified the room to the Daily Caller as Senate Room SDG50. The caller blurred out the face because of his identity, and it has not been confirmed. Unbelievable. These are your betters, right? Daily Caller has not confirmed identities of either party in the amateur porn video. Daily Caller reviewed the chat where the video leaked and confirmed it was shared in a private group for men, gay men, and politics. These were the moral betters, right? They're the one, the adults in the room. I've seen more craziness happen, and they all defile any sort of Christianity, any chance they get. You look at what they've done to any Christian holiday. Easter, they had a bunny up there twerking in front of the White House door. Then you get into the Pride Month, which they celebrated on the White House lawn with trannies flashing their fake breast, or women that are trying to be men showing off their mastectomy scars. And then they had this bizarre nutcracker crazed thing at the White House for Christmas, which you come to find out they're a bunch of racists. They're a bunch of white fragility touting anti-white racist troop that goes out and does tap dancing or something. I don't even know. But we're always confronted with this all of the time. That's why we get an Iowa Satan statue, which was beheaded the other day. In fact, the individual who did it, he now has a give, send, go up for him because, you know, they're coming down on him legally. And that's why they were, erecting a statue of Satan in the Iowa State House. Oh, look at this. Now, come to find out, the Senate staffer who was caught filming gay sex in the Senate hearing room is Democrat Senator Ben Cardin. Unbelievable. This thing is happening as we speak. But these are our moral betters, right? These are our, the adults in the room have returned. I don't even know. I mean, you know, they basically just throw it in our face all day long. They rub our nose in it. And speaking of grab them by the hoo-ha, right? Listen to what Bill Clinton said about Hillary. Bill Clinton ripped Hillary's campaign as not being able to sell punani on a troop train in a new book, which, I mean, he's not wrong. Her campaign sucked. But I thought it was only the Trump people that were deplorables that were grabbing them by the hoo-ha, right? Former President Bill Clinton had a few choice words about his wife Hillary's disastrous efforts during the 2016 cycle, according to his new book. A passage, quote, "The Squad, AOC, and the Hope of the Political Revolution" by The Intercept's Ryan Grimm, which was released last week, says that the former president allegedly tore into his wife's campaign for being ineffective communicators and, more specifically, said they could not sell punani, they actually used the real word for that, on a troop train. Again, Bill Clinton is not wrong here, okay? He is... 3, 2, 1. Again, Bill Clinton is... 3, 2, 1. Again, Bill Clinton is not wrong here. She can't sell punani even to the lesbians. But that's the thing. We were told these people are better, but they're morally depraved. Every department. Have you seen the people that are under KJP? You know, she's a lesbian socialist. They're all the way down. And now we can take it all the way down to the school level, because you had an individual swearing in to be a school board member on a bunch of the graphic pornographic books that were being peddled to be put in your kid's library. Genderqueer, not all boys blue, all that crap, you know, where they're showing boys giving other boys Hummers, and they're talking about how you can scissor and all this craziness that they want to put in your kid's library in school, that they say, oh, they're saying they're banned. Well, you can buy them at Barnes & Noble. They had a whole display showing that these are the books that they want to ban in school. And now you swore in as your oath of office on those books. Everything is an ode to depravity, ode to chaos, ode to Satan. So we build a Satan statue in the Iowa State House. We have, you know what I mean? It's everything is a push towards that. I love what Ron DeSantis had to say about the statue. He said, Satan has no place in our society and should not be recognized as a religion by the federal government. I'll chip in to contribute to this veteran's legal defense fund. Good prevails over evil. That's the American spirit. And he's 100% right. So this veteran comes in and beheads the Baphomet statue like we needed. And everyone's out there crying, oh, they're attacking free speech. This isn't the way to do it. You know, Abraham smashed the idols. You know, I mean, it's like maybe God was nudging this Christian veteran to smash that idol. You know, we have to start looking at things that we can't be this benign, pacifist, turn the other cheek every single time. Sometimes God puts a slingshot in David's hand and says, hey, not only throw it and knock down Goliath, but then cut his head off. That's all in the Bible. Sometimes we have to march around the walls of Jericho to watch them fall. But anyways, so over the next couple weeks, I'm going to be giving you a couple updates. You know, a lot of the big talkers are out, and so I feel like I should give a little bit more content to fill that void. So feel free to join me again on another quick rant, and we'll see you guys next time. I'm Adrian Slade. Follow me online at Adrian Slade Show on Twitter. You can also find me on Getter, Gab, Truth Social, all of the socials. And we'll see you guys next time.